Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph Schleter. I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on an awesome reading from Acts chapter 8 verses 26 through 40. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza, that desert route." So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go and join up with that chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, "I beg you, about whom is this prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. As he traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is water. What is to prevent my being baptized?" Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water, and he baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, but continued on his way rejoicing. Philip came to Azotus, where he went proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he reached Caesarea. So we have an awesome reading today where you have this official, right? This important person in charge of the entire treasury of the Queen of the Ethiopians, this significant person who's there, who's reading the scriptures. And what stands out to me the most is just the way that the Spirit moves, right? So the Spirit just tells him, "Get up and head south on the road." He gives him specifics. He's like, "All right, here you're going to go here." He doesn't tell him what he's going to do. He doesn't tell him what's going to happen. He doesn't tell him who he's going to meet. He literally just goes and gives him this instruction. And then he sees the guy reading there, and then he gives him another instruction. He says, "Join up with that chariot." And I love the way that illustrates a Christian life, actually. That I think so often we when it comes to big decisions, whether it be, you know, what school to go to or what job to take or what to do with our life, we love to turn to prayer for that. But to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit that every day we're listening and we're ready for what He has to speak to us. Because like in this case, if Philip wasn't listening, then this man may have never encountered the Lord. But because he was listening, he got this direction from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the Holy Spirit doesn't give us the whole story. He just gives us steps. He says, "Hey, go do this, go do that." And we get there, then he leads us to where we're supposed to be. I can speak to this in my own life. I was in a guitar center once, just looking at different guitars, and there was this guy there, and I almost walked out of this room shortly after I was in there. I almost walked out without saying anything to him. And I just really felt Holy Spirit say, "Hey, just start talking to this guy." It wasn't even like, "Hey, talk to him about Jesus." It wasn't even like, "Hey, you know, whatever it might be." It was just, "Hey, start talking to him, ask about his life." So I go to this guy and I start talking to him and asking about him. And he starts asking about me, and I get to tell him that I'm a missionary and especially specifically for the Catholic Church. And he was amazed. And he had these, he just started tearing up, and he was sharing me his testimony and just the crazy things that he had been through in his life. This really tragic backstory. But finding out within recent years, after kind of coming to Jesus into the church, not the Catholic Church, he left his this old church and was kind of searching for new things, and found out recently that he was actually baptized Catholic, and then he encountered this Catholic musician not too long ago, and then all of a sudden he encountered me, a Catholic missionary, and it was so beautiful that he's like, "Wow, I really believe this is confirmation that the Lord's calling me back into the Catholic Church," which is just so cool. And it all happened not because of anything I did, but I just got to listen and just have a conversation, and then just like Philip did, share testimony. He got to share about Jesus. I got to share about the way that Jesus has worked in my life. And this man was totally touched by it, and he ends up crying, and it's the two of us just like crying in Guitar Center together and just embracing because there was the Holy Spirit that was just working. And it was so beautiful because, again, there was this reality of I just was listening to the Holy Spirit, and because of it, someone's life was transformed and who entered into the church. And so that's my encouragement to everyone listening here, that we actually have the opportunity to listen to Holy Spirit daily, that not just in the big moments, but in the small little in-between moments, asking Holy Spirit, what do you want to do here? How do you want to speak to me? Just being so sensitive to every single word that he speaks, because you never know. One direction from him can lead you to bringing someone to Jesus. It can lead you to your next big breakthrough. It can lead to opportunities that you never thought you would have had. We just need to listen. So let's listen. This has been a scripture reading reflection on Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. Again, my name is Joseph Schleter. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.